Chapter 13. Before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that the hour had come for him to pass out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, loved them to the end. And during the supper, the devil, having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going to God, rose from the supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, girded himself. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the feet of the disciples and to dry them with the towel with which he was girded. He came then to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." Peter said to him, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash thee, thou shalt have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who has bathed needs only to wash, and he is clean all over. And you are clean, but not all." For he knew who it was that would betray him. This is why he said, "You are not all clean." Now after he had washed their feet and put on his garments, when he had reclined again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, 'Well, for so I am.' If, therefore, I, the Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash the feet of one another. For I have given you an example, that as I have done to you, so you also should do. Amen, amen, I say to you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed shall you be if you do them. I do not speak of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, 'He who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me.' I tell you now before it comes to pass, that when it has come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Amen, amen, I say to you, he who receives anyone I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me." When Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit and said solemnly, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples therefore looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. Now one of his disciples, he whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' bosom. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him and said to him, "Who is it of whom he speaks?" He therefore, leaning back upon the bosom of Jesus, said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he for whom I shall dip the bread and give it to him." And when he had dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the morsel, Satan entered into him, and Jesus said to him, "What thou dost, do quickly." But none of those at the table understood why he said this to him. For some thought that because Judas held the purse, Jesus had said to him, "Buy the things we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. When, therefore, he had received the morsel, he went out quickly. Now it was night. When, therefore, he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So to you also I say it now. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, that as I have loved you, you also love one another. By this will all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where art thou going?" Jesus answered, "Where I am going, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow later." Peter said to him, "Why can I not follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thee." Jesus answered him, "Wilt thou lay down thy life for me? Amen, amen, I say to thee, the cock will not crow before thou dost deny me thrice."